This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission prepares schedule for November 20th general elections. Parliamentarians demand equal participation of women and men in elections in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. And 8 dead in South Korean capital Seoul amid heaviest rain in decades. Now, the news in detail. International Day of the World's Indigenous People is being observed today by organizing various programs. The International Day of the World's Indigenous People is observed on 9th August each year to raise awareness and protect the rights of the world's indigenous population. This event also recognizes the achievements and contributions that indigenous people make to improve world issues such as environmental protection. The celebration highlights the role of indigenous people and the importance of preserving their rights, communities, and knowledge they gathered and passed down over centuries. The Election Commission has prepared the schedule for November 28th general elections for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly. According to the schedule decided by the Election Commission, the candidacy of the members of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly will be registered on October 9th. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia informed that the Commission has approved the election schedule for the upcoming House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly member elections on Sunday. However, the Commission has said that there might be some revisions in the schedule. The Commission will publish the final list of directly elected candidates on October 12th and provide election symbols to them. Based on that, ballot printing will start on October 14th. The Commission has informed that the Chief Election Officer and Election Officer will be appointed on September 27th. On the proportional side, the registered parties will submit the closed list of candidates on September 18th and 19th. 165 members of the House of Representatives and 330 Provincial Assembly members will be elected directly from the upcoming elections. On the proportional side, 110 members of the House of Representatives and 220 members of the Provincial Assembly will be elected. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Govinda Sarma Koirala, has said that rather than the law, the willpower of political parties should motivate women to become candidates in elections. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Koirala said that the government is ready to move forward by correcting the weaknesses in the law to increase women's participation in elections. Earlier, parliamentarian Dr. Binda Pandey drew the attention of the Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs to the issue of urgent public importance, as it is necessary to ensure proportional participation of women in the upcoming provincial assembly and federal parliament elections. Likewise, in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota informed that the names of the members have been changed in various committees formed according to Rule 172 of the House of Representatives Rules 2075. The National Information Commission, NIC, has punished chiefs of 33 offices for denying imparting information to the seekers. They faced punishment for violating the right to information, RTI, guaranteed by the Constitution. According to Information Officer Ratnaprasad Mainali, among those facing action for failure to implement the RTI, mostly are from 3-1 University subordinate bodies. The works related to the second phase of petroleum pipeline at Amlekganj in Bara district is commencing soon. According to the Nepal Oil Corporation, an understanding was reached during the discussion held in India last Friday and Saturday between the officials of the Nepal Oil Corporation and the Indian Oil Corporation. The 69-kilometer-long Motihari-Amlekganj petroleum pipeline was put into operation on September 10th, 2019, with the investment of both Nepal and India. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of hilly regions of the country and in a few places in the rest of the country today. Similarly, for tonight, the division has forecast partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light tomorrow rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in the Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudar Pashchim province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest information from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today is 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31.5 degrees Celsius with 7.9 millimeters of rain. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 8 people have died and 14 others have been injured as flooding caused by torrential rain hit parts of South Korea's capital Seoul. Heavy downpours last night submerged roads, flooded metro stations and caused blackouts across the city and neighboring provinces. Korea's meteorological agency, KMA, said some areas received the highest rate of rainfall in 80 years. Weather officials said the rain is likely to continue over several days. Images showed flood water gushing down the steps of metro staircases, parked cars submerged up to their window, and people making their way across streets in knee-high water. The KMA continued to issue heavy rain warnings across Seoul and surrounding metropolitan areas and said it expected rainfall for central part of the country to continue until at least for tomorrow. The United States had decided to provide Ukraine with additional military aid worth $1 billion to purchase rockets, ammunition, and advanced weapons. This is the largest military aid ever provided by the U.S. Department of Defense to Ukraine. The latest aid will go from the U.S. Department of Defense directly to the Ukrainian government. Earlier, such aid was channeled through NATO and the European Union. According to BBC, this military aid also includes financial aid. According to the Pentagon, the financial assistance will be spent on social institutions like schools, hospitals, pensions and purchasing basic essentials. Ex-US President Donald Trump has said his Florida home was raided by Federal Bureau of Investigation FBI agents and that agents broke open a safe. Mr. Trump said in a statement that Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach was occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Monday's search was reportedly connected to an investigation into Mr. Trump's handling of official papers. The FBI and the Justice Department have not commented on the reported search. American presidents are required by the Presidential Records Act, PRA, to transfer all of their letters, work documents and emails to the National Archives. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission prepares schedule for November 20th general elections. Parliamentarians demand equal participation of women and men in elections in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. And 8 dead in South Korean capital Seoul amid heaviest rain in decades. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.